Authors Panels. Friday, February 12th. Writing the Other, Chesapeake 1, 4 o'clock p.m. We're often told to write what we know, but writers need to write characters that have different ethnicity, gender, sexuality, or even species. What techniques can writers use when writing outside their own personal experience? Jennifer Povey, Kim Headley, Rigel Eiler, Jay Smith. Genres Within Genres, Chesapeake 1, 5 o'clock p.m. As authors explore more ways to mix and match different tropes and genres, it's becoming a challenge for some readers, and some authors, to describe exactly what niche some books fit into, if any. Is this a good thing for SFF literature, or a path to chaos? David Mack, Michael Peterson, Rigel Eiler. Changes in Business of Speculative Fiction, Chesapeake 1, 6 o'clock p.m. Exploration of the changing business landscape of writing and selling speculative fiction, particularly networking and promotion. Gregory A. Wilson, Aaron Rosenberg. Publishing on a Budget, Spending Your Money Wisely, Chesapeake 1, 7 o'clock p.m. If a big publisher buys your book, they cover all the costs. If you publish yourself, you pay for everything. So what do you absolutely need to buy, and what isn't as critical? T.J. Perkins, Kim Headley, Danielle Ackley McPhail, Richard C. White. Readings Erotic in Nature, Ridgely 2, 11 o'clock p.m. Authors will read their favorite naughty bits. Nobilis Reed. Adult Content. Saturday, February 13th. It's Entirely About Character, Chesapeake 1, 10 o'clock a.m. What makes a good lead character? What makes a good villain? Good characterization can make a story, and bad characterization can sink one. Here are some tips and tricks to help you craft good, strong, interesting characters. Heather E. Hutzel, Howard Weinstein, David Gerald, Gregory A. Wilson. Hero or Anti-Hero, Chesapeake 1, 11 o'clock a.m. The more well-rounded and realistic a character is, the less they seem like a traditional hero. Is it possible to have both heroism and realism, or does the introduction of multiple character flaws automatically make a character an anti-hero? How do shifting and competing definitions of heroism influence this discussion? Richard C. White, Gregory A. Wilson, Rigel Eiler, Jay Smith. Firebringer Press, Chesapeake 1, 12 o'clock noon. An hour-long panel with members of Firebringer Press to discuss current and future publications. Steve Wilson, Lance Woods, Renfield. Writer's Workshop, 2 hours. Chesapeake 2, 12 o'clock noon. Get the pros to help you polish your masterpiece. Howard Weinstein, Kelly Meeding, Dave Galanter, Bob Jones. The Isms in Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Chesapeake 1, 1 o'clock p.m. There are good isms, like optimism, and bad isms, like racism. There are isms that polarize people, like conservatism and liberalism. As fans and creators, how do our own isms influence our work and our relations with the rest of fandom? Pam Smith, Jennifer Povey, Don Sakers, Jay Smith. Becoming a Mainstream Superhero, Chesapeake 1, 2 o'clock p.m. pros and cons of superheroes becoming popular culture for more than comic fans. Dave Galanter, Danielle Ackley McPhail, Jennifer Povey, Rigel Eiler. Aliens, Beyond Pointy Ears and Bumpy Heads. Chesapeake 1, 3 o'clock p.m. How does one craft truly alien species and cultures when writing SF? Many authors have made aliens insectile. How does that affect our ability to empathize with the aliens? Our panel will discuss these and other portrayals of truly alien aliens and speculate on how they might continue to evolve. Don Sakers, David Gerald, Peter David. Crazy 8 Press, Chesapeake 1, 4 o'clock p.m. An hour-long panel with members of Crazy 8 Press to discuss current and future publications. Peter David, Bob Greenberger, Glenn Howman, Michael Jan Friedman, Aaron Rosenberg. Fall and Redemption in Fantasy and Science Fiction, Chesapeake 1, 5 o'clock p.m. Examining the themes of heroes falling and being redeemed. Compare Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, and Star Wars, for example, and The Hero's Journey. Gregory A. Wilson, David Mack, Ben Anderson, J. Smith. The Business of Writing, Chesapeake 1, 6 o'clock p.m. A workshop aimed at independent author publishers that will cover such nuts and bolts topics as obtaining ISBNs, setting up imprints, acquiring software, or hiring professionals to assist with ebook conversions, print book layouts, etc. Kim Headley. Enter the Hobbit. Chesapeake 1, 7 o'clock p.m. You want to write about two elves throwing down with a dozen goblins, but you've never held a sword in your life. Or maybe your space marines need to take down an enemy patrol, and you don't even know how to patrol, much less set up an ambush. Our panelists will discuss how to write good action scenes, how to do research without devoting your life to it, and where to find experts if you need them. Richard C. White, Kim Headley, Mike McPhail. Writing Inclusively versus Token Characters, Chesapeake 1, 8 o'clock p.m. Encountering characters of diverse ethnicities, genders, sexualities, or religions can be refreshing and empowering, or it can seem artificial and forced. How can writers breathe life into their characters while identifying and avoiding mere tokenism? Don Sakers, Keith DeCandido, Rigel Eiler, Jennifer Povey. Struggles with Building an Audience and Fan Base, Chesapeake 1, 9 o'clock p.m. So you've written your masterpiece. Now how do you get folks to read it? Our panelists will offer suggestions. J. Smith, Kim Headley, Danielle Ackley McPhail, Michael Ventrella. Sunday, February 14th. 50 Years Past and Future, Chesapeake 1, 10 o'clock a.m. How has science fiction, both written and visual, changed in the last 50 years? How might it survive and develop in the next 50? We're already living in a future that was science fiction to people 50 years ago. Will there even still be space for science fiction in 50 years? Jennifer Povey, T.A. Chafin, Alan Gibson, Don Sakers. Writing for the Game Industry, Chesapeake 1, 11 o'clock a.m. How is writing for the video game industry different from writing genre fiction? How do I become a writer in the game industry? T. Eric Bakutis, Richard C. White, Sean Drulinger, Aaron Rosenberg. Advice for New Writers, Chesapeake 1, 12 o'clock noon. You've written your story. Now what do you do with it? Our panelists will offer their advice. Heather E. Hutzel, Mike McPhail, T.J. O'Connor, Michael Ventrella. Collaborations. Chesapeake 1, 1 o'clock p.m. Are two heads really better than one? Discuss the pros and cons of working with other writers. David Mack, Aaron Rosenberg, Richard C. White, Kelly Meading. World Building 101, Chesapeake 1, 2 o'clock p.m. Your story is set in a whole other world. That's great, but now you have to build that world. Here are some tips and tricks to help you do that. Steve Wilson, David Gerald, Peter David. Writer Beware, Chesapeake 1, 3 o'clock p.m. There have never been so many ways to get published than today. Yet for every success story, there are people who get completely discouraged because they have been scammed by people out to separate the novice author and not-so-novice author from their money or time. Our panelists will discuss how to identify what your needs are, how to find those desirable agents and publishers, and how to avoid those who aren't going to help your career. Richard C. White, Keith DeCandido, T.J. Perkins. Advertisement. Farpoint Farp Books Lounge, a relaxed setting where writers and readers can meet all weekend in Delaney One. Friday, 4 p.m. autographs, Richard White, Gregory Wilson. 5 p.m. readings, Danielle Ackley McPhail, David Kraus. 6 p.m. autographs, Rigel Eiler, Alan Gibson, Jennifer Povey, Don Sakers. 10 p.m. Farpoint Book Fair. Saturday, 10 a.m. autographs, Rigel Eiler, Peter David, Dave Galanter, Alan Gibson. 11 a.m. readings, Peter David, Jennifer Povey, Joseph Baronato. 12 noon autographs, Ben Anderson, Mike Friedman, Heather E. Hutzel, David Mack. 2 p.m. readings, David Mack, Gregory Wilson, Heather E. Hutzel. 3 p.m. autographs, Michael Ventrella, Gregory Wilson. 5 p.m. readings, Michael Ventrella, Kim Headley, Keith DeCandido. 6 p.m. autographs, Joseph Baronato, Peter David, Keith DeCandido, Dave Galanter. Sunday, 10 a.m. autographs, Heather E. Hutzel, David Mack, Mark Okrand, Michael Ventrella. 11 a.m. readings, Mike Friedman. 12 noon autographs, Joseph Baronato, Mike Friedman, Mark Okrand, Jennifer Povey. 1 p.m. readings, T. Eric Bakutis, Don Sakers. 2 p.m. autographs, Ben Anderson, Keith DeCandido, Don Sakers, Richard White. 3 p.m. readings, J. Smith, Stephen H. Wilson. Check room schedule for updates and changes. End of advertisement. Advertisement. You only see what you want to see. Believe what you want to believe. When two aliens landed in D.C., President Harker started to salivate at all the technological advancements he would bring to his country. And then he met the aliens, Ismail and Rudy, as they wanted to be called. They came for Earth's technology, or so it appeared, and so the president believed. The aliens were humanoid, or so their suits showed. They didn't speak English, but quickly learned it, or so it appeared. Danielle Marama, Danny, was assigned by the president to act as the aliens' liaison. As she got to know them, she became their friend and kept their secrets. Was she a traitor? While Danny and the aliens take to the roads to visit various technologically advanced plants and wonders, to give the aliens the technology, so-called maniacs come out from everywhere. Is the government guiding them to kill the aliens and Danny? An explosion in space, a spacecraft seemingly out of nowhere. The government deems Danny an alien collaborator, choosing the wrong species to back. Although if she were more for the government, she'd be dead already. Earth is in the crosshairs, and Danny and her husband Chris, an astrophysicist, are Earth's only chance. Target Earth. You only see what you want to. By Mary Louise Davey. Coming soon from Brighton Publishing and author Mary Louise Davey. www.MaryLouiseDavey.com. End of advertisement.